What if the next great invention is not built from matter, but from the same geometry that forms the universe, light, spin, and information? Once, we invented the wheel, a way to move by harnessing spin. Now, we have discovered how to build the next wheel, not carved from wood or forged in steel, but formed from quantum state vectors spinning at the Planck scale. In quantum information holography, everything is encoded in the angles of spinning light. These are quantum state vectors. They define probability. They form reality. They are projected onto qubits. Each qubit is a light clock, a tiny wheel turning through all possible directions until it is observed. Space is made from these. Time is the ticking of their spin. The universe is a field of black holes, each one a dense node of spinning quantum information. Their singularities are entangled with the holographic screens that surround them. Each screen is a projection, a shadow of spinning light, a reflection of what lies inside. That is the fundamental structure of space-time. The entanglement engine mirrors this geometry. It is not a traditional machine. It is a quantum computer. Its processor is a lattice of spinning qubits arranged in coherent fields. Each qubit is entangled with another across an internal shell, forming a standing wave of probability and spin. When the phase between them shifts, momentum is created. Spin carries energy. Energy equals h bar times angular frequency. Angular frequency defines momentum. When you alter spin direction and frequency across entangled pairs, you create a push. That push becomes thrust. No combustion, no reaction mass, just the redirection of the quantum field through phase coherence. Picture a ship, a sphere of nested light, not metallic, but transparent and luminous like a quantum processor suspended in space. At the center is the cabin. It rests within the innermost layer of coherent qubits, surrounded by wheels within wheels of spinning light, each layer reflecting the entanglement geometry of the universe itself. As the engine shifts its phase, the vessel begins to move. First 1,000th of a G, then 1/10th, then 1 full G. At 1 G of constant acceleration, it reaches 4,000 miles per hour in a minute, 240,000 in an hour, and within days approaches the speed of light. There is no heat, no sound, just spin, light, and the precise geometry of computation rendered into real measurable motion. This is the informatics of light and spin in its purest form. This engine can be built now. The question is, are we ready to begin?